USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks fell with the Dow losing about 150 points to close out its worst month since March in the final lap of the presidential race. Investors have been spooked by record-high coronavirus infections in the United States and fresh lockdowns in Europe. Regarding that presidential race, two campaign stops down, one to go for President Trump, the president speaking in Michigan and Green Bay, Wisconsin, earlier today.
They're trying to take over our country.
And we caught them.
They're coming for your guns, they're coming for your jobs, and they're coming for your freedom. Your vote will stop them on November 3rd. Get out there. You got to vote. It's the most important issue.
President Trump ending his day in Rochester, Minnesota. Minnesota, a state that has not been won by a Republican since Richard Nixon. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Busy day for Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, the former vice president spending time in Minnesota and also Iowa. Biden appearing at a rally in Des Moines, Iowa, imploring voters to vote for him and other Democrats in Iowa. Biden criticizing President Trump's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Your iPhone may soon have a new search engine. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Apple is planning to build its own search engine to rival Google, according to Wednesday's Financial Times report. U.S. antitrust authorities are threatening to squash deals Google made with device makers to be the only search engine as the default option, specifically iPhones and Samsung phones. Apple's iPhone has started to show its own search engine results and link directly to websites when users type in search queries directly from the home screen in versions iOS 14 and later. The report stated Google pays Apple between $8 and $12 billion every year for its search engine deal.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk in your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
On Wednesday, President Trump spent some time in Las Vegas. The president joined hospitality expert John Taffer on his podcast to discuss his plans to address the problems facing the hospitality industry. As far as how the interview went, Taffer telling Fox News,
he loves the industry, and he had 3-4 programs that are extremely powerful. And my purpose, Brian, because none of the candidates are talking about the restaurant industry and how it's been impacted, and we've lost more jobs than any industry in the country. It was nice to see that the president had thought about it, and really more of the national media is focusing on bigger issues, but this is a big issue. This is the largest employer in America. We've been devastated.
President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is calling Hunter Biden a bagman for his father. In an interview on 1130 WISN in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Giuliani claims that the Bidens received more than $30 million from China, and he has documents from foreign governments to prove it.
In Hunter Biden's life, tragically, that is consistent with him being a bagman for his father, collecting millions and millions of dollars.
Giuliani also not happy the media has been mostly silent on this story as well.
These big networks and big tech have become a propaganda arm like they used to be a propaganda arm of the Communist Party.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.